And now on Brisbane Live, it's time to clash tackle the big issues in sport with the Courier Mail's chief sports writer, Robert Crash Craddock.
Crash, good afternoon. The Origin decider just two sleeps away. We're in God's country, and Gilly just told me in the last half an hour, Billy Slater will be fine. Everything is hunky-dory.
That's great, Ben. And you know, it's great for a few reasons, because he brings something that only Billy can bring, that razzle-dazzle attack. But also, goodness me, it was looking a little bit confused behind him, wasn't it? I mean, with Darius Boyd out as well, you just wonder where Queensland would have gone if Billy Slater, after rolling his ankle yesterday, was out of the team. I mean, maybe Valentine Holmes switching back there. I think they would have been very happy to leave Cameron Munster at 5'8", having him trained there all week and having his head got around that position and that specific challenge. So, Laurie B, we're all very happy about that, mate. Billy Slater to play Wednesday night in a game which could be his Origin farewell, and the same as Cooper Cronk. I just got a feeling that when the teams line up for the first game next year, neither of those boys will be there.
Really? Is that inside mail, Crash, or is that a gut feeling?
Oh, it's just little whispers I'm hearing. And you know, I'm yet to hear a whisper that Cooper is going to play on next year. I know he's left it open, and I know he's always, you know, a chance for that big late offer. But so much of next year's salary cap, he's heading to Sydney, of course, to be with his fiancée, Tara Rushton. And so much of team salary cap is handed out a year before. And so the options for him are dwindling, and I wouldn't be surprised. He's just such a private, unauspicious sort of character. He loves just being in the shadows, and I reckon he's keeping his retirement announcement a little bit to when it has less fuss. You know what I mean? That sort of guy, and good on him for that.
Crash, I want to ask you about the Blues camp. What's the news coming out of Kingscliff? Because that's where they've based themselves. It's almost being this side of the border without it. They're as close as they can get. We know they've had a bunch of players, including their captain, Boyd Cordner, who only trained for the first time on Sunday. What are you hearing coming out of their part of the world?
Yeah, I'm hearing that Cordner will not be 100% fit, but is just certain to play. A gamble they must take, they feel. I mean, he's the captain of the team and really just gets them all going in a sort of an understated sort of way. But we're hearing that, you know, they've been really working hard on exposing, you know, defensive prospects in the Queensland back line. Of course, you know, it's a little bit manufactured, isn't it, with Michael Morgan in the centres and Cameron Munster at 5'8". You know, it's a new-look team. It's not like the old times when you have, you know, Inglis and Hodges and Boyd on the wing. Everyone knows their drills.
Yeah.
They only have to find one crack, a couple of cracks, and they're away. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
All right, mate. I do want to get your thoughts on this just quickly. The cricketers' pay dispute. I reckon we could be seeing the beginning of the end with Mitchell Starc signing a contract with Audi. Now, we know Toyota are a big sponsor of cricket here in Australia. Those major sponsors will hate to see their apparently prized faces in a competitor's car. This is going to force Cricket Australia to act, surely.
Yeah, look, Ben, don't be surprised if this dispute ends sooner than we think. Now, I'm not saying, you know, next few days, but I just think there's more happening behind the scenes than what we even know about. And sure, there's a lot of public posturing going on. They wouldn't like this at all. Although I must say, Adam Gilchrist had a contract with Audi when I believe the national sponsor was Ford. And it just sort of, they coexisted. I'm not sure how they did it, but yeah. But Mitchell Starc flaunted this, didn't it? He even sort of tweeted or put something on Instagram. Can't wait for the opening of the new centre. So Audi would love it. Cricket Australia would hate it. There's a negative in this and there's a positive. There's a negative in that, wow, that is really rattling the sabre in the bear's face, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the other side of it is, the more of that goes on, a part of me thinks it's closer to a solution, because I just think it's getting to the stage where the whole country is saying, for crying out loud, you two, sit down and sort this bloody thing out. And it should have happened months ago.
Yeah, well said, Crash, well said. Let's chat again tomorrow. Origin Eve, Crash Craddock, senior sports writer from the Courier Mail.